I suspect that a good many American Christians are starving spiritually and don't even realize this is the case. They keep reading their Bibles and listening to sermons and lessons on the Scriptures, but their lives lack much of the fruit that it is reasonable to expect when the life-changing Word of God is having its way in our souls. They don't seem sorry about sin in their lives. They almost never practice repentance. Many of them aren't even persuaded that sin is all that big a deal. After all, doesn't God accept us just the way we are? We can't help it that we're sinners, and we shouldn't judge others anyway. And where is the evidence of holiness, righteousness, and abounding good works of service to the needy all around us? We are not robust in these areas because we are starving for the spiritual fuel that alone can produce such effects. We are starving for the truth of God's Word, and we don't even seem to know it. We cannot make ourselves repent, hate sin, or commit to others in good works of love. This is God's work in us, by His Spirit, unto the likeness of Jesus Christ. And He accomplishes this work as the Spirit stokes the fuel of the Word into our souls, so that we really hear God's Word. And it begins to change our lives. Christians today are presently struggling through what the prophet Amos referred to as a famine of hearing, and many of them don't even seem to notice. But if we were really hearing the Word of God as God intends, we would observe more of the fruit that we have mentioned above.